Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. She rose slowly from her seat, standing 6 feet tall in a powerful stance. Her baritone voice quieted the room after the first word. She was ready, but were they? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Sojourner Truth had been sold many times, once for as little as $100 and some sheep, but she knew her life was worth much more. So she freed herself and her daughter, walking away from enslavement in broad daylight and towards a bigger purpose. One thing about Sojourner, she always stood up for Black women. When she wasn't invited to the Women's Rights Convention in Ohio, she showed up anyway. But she wasn't the only one who showed up unannounced. A group of ministers invaded the convention, stating women were meant only for childbearing, homemaking, and subservience. Truth listened as they preached patriarchy from the pulpit. Then, sticking to her namesake, she spoke her truth. Her now famous speech ensued, "Ain't I a woman?" Some historians report that Truth's speech used this phrase to protest the way Black women are often impacted by both white feminism and sexism. A double erasure. Others say her speech didn't include the famous phrase at all. Regardless of her exact words, Sojourner preached about intersectionality. Despite historic inconsistencies documenting her speech, Truth was a woman who knew this. There is no Black liberation without the liberation of Black women. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.